Today we're going to interview Pam with Mutiny Radio for school. Yay, school. Don't drop out of college. Okay. So I just want to ask you a couple questions about what it's like in your history in the field, being a long-term badass.
Well, I have been a badass for a long time. In which field? I've done, like, the precursor for my whole life in college. I changed my major 6 times, and this is the first time I've done anything for longer than 4 years.
Wow.
So the radio I've done for coming up on 8 years in November. Will be my anniversary.
Oh my god.
So that's awesome. And seven years in November, because I started in 2008 was the first time I was on the radio, and we're in 15 now. So
the slut life is over.
Yeah. Well, I used to be a poet, so that's absolutely true. You just have to live through heartbreak and mm-hmm. pain and so to have that lyrical magic. So I've done radio for a long time, but I have an MA in fiction and an MFA in poetry.
Wow.
And I used to have a teaching credential. I used to be a teacher, mm-hmm. and taught special ed. And then in college, I was a theater major with a dance minor and a writing minor. So I'm like all over the. I owned a theater company in the late 90s in San Diego. And I've been going through all the arts, and I've been realizing that they're all kind of a pile of shit. Theater sucks because you have to spend all this money and time, and then you want the payout to be big, and it sometimes is, and then sometimes you have 2 people in the audience, and you've got, you know, more people on stage, and then it's like, oh, what am I doing with my life?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, 6 weeks of rehearsal, and all the props and costumes and stuff, blah, 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 the light cues, the stuff to make the magic. And it's like, no one fucking cares about that magic. And then the same thing with poetry.
Don't tell me that.
I believe that poetry has a purpose, and it's to lead people to comedy, which is the other thing I do. So that's kind of a nutshell of Pam in the badassery.
So Pam, can you briefly describe Mutiny Radio?
Yeah, it is a anarchist, socialist, collective-ish voices. It's anybody who wants to say something and is very, very passionate about it, and they want to somehow contribute to the community fabric. That's kind of what we want to do. But at the same time, it's a pay-to-play model, so it's like, it's kind of like a luxury. It's like, I have a podcast. But it's super cool. I mean, I'm trying to change the model where we can actually have it like be like a radio station and maybe someday pay people instead of having them pay. But right now, like, that's how it works, is that people sort of like rent their space, sort of like their section of the schedule. And it's $75 a month, and you get your podcast every week. You get to do it, and you have your time slot, and you can say anything you want. We have no regulations. You can fuck swear all day long. We don't want people to be like overtly racist or homophobic, you know, like no, like Nazi stuff. But also, we have so many comedians that, I mean, if you can make Hitler funny,
yeah, and you have to have tough skin.
Man, go for it. But that's not usually at the forefront of my comedic stuff sphere.
So are you more like, do you find more satisfaction in helping, doing community stuff and things that reach out to people, or would you rather get a fat paycheck to do something that's a little more like structured?
I used to do that. For a while I broke out of art and went into corporate America, and I worked for Ethan Allen as a visual merchandiser, because at the time I'd done so much set design, and I was like, oh, I should do interior design and actually make money. So I went and I applied for this job, and I had no experience, but I mean, I designed so many sets and built them and all this.
Uh-uh.
So for 4 years, I was, 3.5 years, I was a visual merchandiser at an 18,000 square foot store. It was like a big dollhouse of consumerism. It was great. I got paid, and I drove a Lexus, and I had a house and dogs and my husband and all that stuff. But I was like totally suicidal. It was like, I'd get home from my stupid job with all this stupid microcosmic bullshit of like, oh my God, did you see Wilhelmina's new scarf? It's Coach, and she should be wearing Prada this season. Just bullshit like that. Stupid. Vapid as a pit of starfish. But I don't think I'll ever make money. I mean, money and poetry, comedy. I've kind of chosen things that people don't really like. Do I want to be Louis C.K. someday? Do I want for everything that I say and do for people to be like, let's produce that now? Yeah, that would be amazing to have like money behind it. But I'm a realist. I know I'm just a person, and that's not going to happen to me because I'm not a part of the Illuminati, and I haven't like whatever Kool-Aid I was supposed to drink. I'm like, fuck Kool-Aid. I won't do it.
That's awesome. So what's your job technically on the books? What do you do here?
I am the director of the station. I'm director of Mutiny Radio. It's so haphazard now, like what's happening. I mean, I'm the program manager. I schedule all and train all the people who have shows, and I am the one bringing in all the money to keep the doors open, besides the dues, which don't necessarily cover things, but... it's like everything from cleaning the floor to teaching people how to run this awesome analog board to, you know, like trying to get PRs out there to get people to come to comedy shows and running open mics. And we're like a kind of like, at least for the comedy community, we're sort of a like a home, like a safe place where people feel like they can do whatever material and it'll always be welcomed. So, yeah, I forgot what the question was.
So you're the toilet paper stealer, you're the PR, you're the floor scrubber, and the mice killer.
Right, the mice saver. I saved a mouse the other day, and I ran him across the street in the bucket, and I'm sure he just came right back.
Mice saver, sorry. So
yeah,
your radio comedy, Jesus Christ. Got it.
Did you see Jesus behind you, Sparkle Jesus?
I did.
Yeah.
Just need to be bedazzled. Okay, what do you like most about this gig, and what do you not like about this gig?
What I like most is the opportunity to have a really easy theater space. So I used to do theater and you had to do props and costumes and bullshit, blah, blah, blah. But now it's just a microphone and a stage and people's expression. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoy that. I also enjoy performing. I like producing shows, so I really like that part of it. I love training people. I love it when I train people and then their shows get really great and it's like, oh, and they're doing something completely different. I'm like, yay! And then they're really consistent and they want to stay. I love all that stuff, but the stuff I don't love is like, people don't pay their dues because everybody wants something for free, and I know we're a community resource and everybody wants it and they just want to do what they think they want to do to help the station, but it doesn't necessarily help the station.
Right.
So it's like the money has to come in the doors, and I really want to give everybody. It would be so great if it could be a socialist wonderland where some people didn't pay and some people did, but it's like we have to keep the doors open. And so I'm like, I'm not a capitalist at all. I'm just a realist. And I see, I mean, they could, we have a locked in with the people here for like another year on our rent, but at any time, this could all just be gone.
Totally.
Because who doesn't want to have another cafe that they can spend $10 on a handmade latte?
Seriously.
Like, down the street, there's like $16 chicken sandwiches. What does that mean? Like, what is happening here?
Fuck.
So I still like the 250 pupusas across the street.
All day.
Sing a song of gentrification.
All right, last technical question. Thank you, school, for these really, really interesting questions you've given me. Thank you. What recommendations do you have about preparing for a job in media, period?
I have no idea because I've never, like, been on the legitimate side of, like, making money. It depends. I mean, I ran a successful theater company in San Diego for 4 years, and I never lost money on a show, and I was able to pay every single person involved, whether they were props or costumes or the actors, and I did it and I loved it, but I didn't remember what the background, you know. I'd be like, we just did 10 weeks of work and we all got $107, wow, you know. So it's like, how when are you gonna get paid for your art? Like, and going into like radio stuff, I mean, I'd say go to KPBS up the street and be like, I'm young, I'm hungry, I've already done an internship at Mutiny Radio.
Give me work.
Or KGO is in town too. I know a guy, Josh Holub, is a comedian, and he works for CBS Radio.
Wow.
So talk to that guy. Like, I don't know. I just have always hippity hopped along and did whatever it is that I'm doing and try to do it the best that I can. And that's all. But I mean, but just like, don't be a socialist. I mean, it depends if you want to make money or not. And I have no idea how to make money. I know I'm really good at being poor, though. I am like totally astute in the methods of hustling. I can, I'm a hustler. So
maybe like something like, keep your passion, your driving force. I don't know.
Sure. Try not to kill yourself before you're 27.
Okay, that's a good one. My teacher will love that. Yeah. Awesome. All right, well, this has been Susie Lee, a.k.a. Sarah the Intern, and Pam at Mutiny Radio. Thank you so much, and thanks. See you in class on Monday, Sheila.
Bye, Sheila.
Bye.